Hello everybody. We're looking at the Epistle to the Ephesians, an amazing letter introducing the present dispensation of the grace of God. There are some wonderful time frames in this letter, and we look at the first time frame found in Ephesians chapter 1, reading from verse 3 to verse 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ. According as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. Verse 5. In love, having predestined us to the adoption of sons by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, in which he has made us accepted or highly graced in the one having been loved. This is a wonderful opening to our present dispensation today, and we notice in verse 3 that our blessings are all spiritual and in the heavenly places in Christ. But the time frame here is that amazing time frame which goes back before Adam and Eve, before the foundation of the world. Yes, indeed. How far back in time was that? We have no idea. But way back before the foundation of the world, he made a choice regarding us. This choice was not that we should be Christians, but knowing the end from the beginning and our decision, he made a choice regarding us in Christ. And that choice was that we should be holy and without blame before him or in front of his face. You and I are not an object of chance. We are part of God's creation for a purpose, and the purpose before the foundation of the world was that we should be holy and without blame before God's face in the heavenly places where our spiritual blessings are. The second time frame in Ephesians is found in verse 7. In him, that is, our Lord Christ, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. This time frame, as we speak and listen today, is approximately 2,000 years ago, when the Lord Jesus came and lived and loved and offered himself without spot to God. And in that wonderful, efficacious offering, that choice of God was made possible, for in Christ we have that wonderful deliverance through his blood and the forgiveness of sins, the setting free of bondage and the forgiveness of sins and the righteousness that his shed blood acquired. Then, of course, the third time frame can be found in verse 13. In him, having heard the word of truth, the gospel of our salvation, in whom also believing, we were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Well, when might that third time frame be? You might remember the day, the very hour in which you believed into the Lord Jesus Christ. But that's a very, very unique time frame, special to each and every one of us, is it not? Three time frames thus far, before the foundation of the world, the time of the Gospels when the Lord brought about that wonderful redemption and forgiveness of sins, the third time frame, which is incredibly personal, when we believed and were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Do you remember in Ephesians 4, verse 30, the Apostle Paul says, "And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, by whom we are sealed until the day of redemption." We cannot lose our salvation. We have been sealed in our Lord by the Holy Spirit himself. And the sealing is not until we sin, but until that glorious day of redemption. And there is the fourth time frame. In Ephesians 1, verse 13, Paul writes about that great seal of the Holy Spirit. And in verse 14, he goes on to say, "Who is the earnest, or the pledge, or the deposit of our inheritance in the heavenly places, to the redemption of the purchased possession?" In other words, again, he says, we are sealed. We have this deposit all up until the redemption of the purchased possession. Now then, when is that fourth time frame going to be revealed? In Colossians chapter 3, we find the Apostle Paul saying this: "If you then were raised with Christ," which is exactly our position according to Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 8, Paul says, "Seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God." Be mindful of things above, not on things on the earth, for we died and our life has been hidden with Christ in God. When Christ our life is revealed, then we also will be revealed with him in glory. And what a day of rejoicing that will be. Four time frames: before the foundation of the world, when the Lord Jesus lived and died and brought about a wonderful salvation, the day we believed, and the day of redemption, when our Saviour will appear in heavenly places, and we will appear with him there. What a joyous salvation we enjoy because of the riches of God's grace.